We have everybody.
I think everybody's here.
Oh, great. Okay. So, Harry, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll call the audit committee meeting to order. And the first item in the agenda is approval of the minutes held on the board meeting, the audit committee meeting held on March 15th, 2022.
I'll move it.
Okay. Second. I guess I'll second it.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Kathy, you want to talk about the agenda items?
Sure. Thank you, Harry. We have a fairly routine meeting today. So Mary John will walk us through the second quarter of fiscal 22 financial statements. And then that'll be followed by Ellen, who'll present the debt and investment report. And then Mary Hom will present her credit risk and internal audit reports, and as well as the audit committee charter for your approval. And I guess we'll just roll right into the agenda.
Okay, thank you. The first item on the agenda is the presentation of the corporation's fiscal year 2022 second quarter financial reports. And Mary John, please enlighten us.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. So the second quarter financials of fiscal year 2022 covers the period November 1, 2021 through April 30th, 2022. As of the end of the second quarter, expenses exceeded revenues by $38.7 million compared with the same period in fiscal year 2021 when net income was $93.5 million. The decrease was due to the fair value depreciation on the investment portfolio as a result of rising interest rates. Under Financial Accounting Standard Board's rule, investments should be reported at fair value. As a result, the investment portfolio was marked down by $219.9 million and recorded as an unrealized loss. Currently, HGC has sufficient liquidity with $2.1 billion in short-term investments to meet current obligations and fund commitments for loans already closed. Excluding the effect of the fair value depreciation, the corporation's net income performance was in line and actually surpassed previous years. Operating income for this period was $157.9 million compared to $114.7 million over the same period last year. The main driver of HGC's profit continues to be mortgage interest earnings and fees, which increased by 15.25% from a year ago. Total assets were at $24.6 billion, an increase of $156.4 million or 0.6% from fiscal year end 2021. The increase was mainly due to the corporation's ongoing lending activities, as mortgage loan advances were at $1.3 billion for the period. The mortgage portfolio, which totals $20.1 billion and comprises of 79.6% of total assets, is currently performing well, and the delinquency rate has remained below 2% of monthly billings. Total liabilities were at $21 billion, a net increase of $195.2 million, was 0.9%, mainly due to the PAC mortgage loan proceeds held in escrow for future advances. Bonds and debt obligations increased by a net of $61.1 million. New issuances were at $1.3 billion, while principal repayments and defeasance were total $1.23 billion. Net position at the end of the quarter stood at $3.7 billion. This concludes my remarks. I'll be happy to take any questions.
No questions.
Okay, thank you. The next item is the debt report from Ellen Duffy.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. Corporation's debt report is as of April 30th, 2022. The last debt report presented to the audit committee was as of January 31st, 2022. During this time, the corporation issued three series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $245 million, one series of bonds in the amount of $104.3 million in the housing impact resolution, and one series of bonds in the amount of $398.3 million of capital fund grant program revenue bonds for NYCHA, and this was a refunding. There are bond redemptions in two series of open resolution bonds, the amount of $107.1 million, and two series of standalone bonds in the amount of $93.7 million. Corporation's debt outstanding as of April 30th, 2022 is approximately $14.5 billion. The corporation's statutory debt capacity is $17 billion. Any questions?
Okay. There being none, we'll keep you on the stage for the investment report.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so the corporation's investment report is as of May 9th, 2022, and our funds under management total approximately $5.1 billion. And this report reflects routine investment activity. Any questions?
No question.
No questions then. The next item on the agenda is the credit risk exposure from Mary Hunt.
Good morning. The report before you is dated April 30th, 2022, and the previous report to the audit committee was dated February 28th, 2022. There were no rating agency actions of note, and there were no new approved counterparties. HGC's exposure to counterparties remains diversified, with the largest exposures continuing to be with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Investments rated AA or higher were 60% of total investments versus 58% at the last report, while investments rated BBB or not rated were 17% of total investments versus 21% at the last report, and these investments were fully collateralized by high-quality U.S. Treasury or agency securities and or Federal Home Loan Bank letters of credit. Finally, HDC exposure to liquidity providers was $355 million, unchanged since the last report. Any questions?
Any questions?
No questions.
Okay. And Mary, you want to continue with the internal audit report?
Sure. Since the last report to the audit committee on March 15th, 2022, two internal audits and the annual internal assessment were completed. First was the Corporate Fleet Management Agile audit. Here we performed various tests to determine compliance and controls around the corporate fleet of vehicles, which included examining whether or not only authorized employees had access to the vehicles. Were the vehicles used for business purposes? Did employees properly complete sign-out logs? Were the vehicles leased in accordance with HDC's procurement policy? And is there an up-to-date parking garage agreement? Upon completion of the audit, we noted no matters involving internal controls that we considered a material weakness. We found that critical aspects of the HDC vehicle usage policy were followed. Second was the IT equipment delivery and inventory audit. Our objectives here were to determine that new IT equipment purchased was received as ordered, determine that IT equipment returned from employees was received and documented, and determine the accuracy and validity of inventory records for IT equipment. Upon completion of this audit, we noted no matters involving internal control and its operation that we consider to be material weaknesses. There are opportunities to strengthen controls for managing IT inventory, including enhancing data entry of equipment into inventory, continuing to develop software solutions for documenting return of equipment, and updating policies and procedures to be in line with current business practices for inventory management. Management is amenable to these recommendations and has begun to address these enhancement opportunities. In addition to the two completed audits and in accordance with the Internal Professional Practices Framework, or the IPPF, the conceptual framework that organizes authoritative guidance provided by the Institute of Internal Auditors, HGC has conducted its internal audit internal assessment for 2021. This assessment is part of HDC's Quality Assurance and Improvement Program, as dictated by the IPPF, and helps to ensure that HDC's internal audit function operates effectively. The assessment outlines the structure and activities of the Internal Audit Department for calendar year 2021, including all audits completed, projects and initiatives, governance and oversight activities, and updates regarding employee development and ongoing training that helps to ensure that staff remains current on internal audit best practices. That concludes my report. Are there any questions on the audit or the internal assessment?
No questions.
Okay. And the next item is the approval of the Audit Committee Charter.
Thank you. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the Audit Committee Charter attached in your packet. The Corporation's Audit Committee Charter requires an annual review by the committee to determine and reaffirm the Charter's adequacy. The last time the Audit Committee reviewed and approved the Audit Committee Charter was June 2nd, 2021. There are no proposed revisions to the Charter at this time. If there are no questions, I respectfully request that the Audit Committee approve the Audit Committee Charter.
Do I have a motion?
I move.
Okay, second?
Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. Is there any other business? There being no other business?
I have a couple of questions. I assume, Eric, that you're looking at a roster of people who might be considered to add to the board?
Yes, that's accurate. Yep.
And then secondly, is there any or what impact, if any, from the rising interest rate and just other costs in general? Do you see both in terms of the investment side of the portfolio and maybe even the maintenance side?
So a couple things about that, and you heard some of it in Mary John's report where there is the unrealized loss, and that's you've seen this before in different cycles when rates change. So we're watching that very, very carefully. But to your other point, we are seeing similarly a lot of volatility in rates that the capital markets team is dealing with in terms of when we go out and how we go out and how we think about risk, forward risk in particular on big transactions where you have to get to a permanent financing structure. So some of the stuff we've done with FFB and other work that we're doing. So that's playing a role. But we're also, as you kind of point out, seeing it on the maintenance and operating side of the portfolio. We're seeing, we're getting reports and we're following this kind of carefully and closely because I just talked to our analytics folks the other day and HPD is looking at it. We don't have anything dispositive to say yet, so we're not raising an alarm, but we are looking at what costs have done both on the construction side. We're hearing, there are new lines showing up in some projects where people are storing materials in advance of a project to make sure they have access. So there's more storage costs showing up in some deals. We're seeing it on the M&O side. We've seen increases on the maintenance and operating of projects that are challenging. And, it's a situation where because things are either regulated or sometimes in rent stave, the project doesn't always have access to an increase in income, even if it happens, or rents. And so therefore there can be a squeeze that happens there. So the bottom line is we're looking at the various places where it touches the portfolio and it is touching the portfolio. And we're kind of keeping a careful eye on that. And we've increased the M&O standards recently that we're underwriting to. So it's something to be thoughtful about, and it's unclear how it's going to settle and shake out.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Any other business? Okay. There being none, I'd like a call for a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay. See you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, on the Remick now.
Yeah, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah. So.